Michael, I couldn't believe some of the numbers you came up with about how much laundry these guys do every single day.
Sam, the numbers, when we heard them, we're like, no, seriously, you're going to need to repeat that because that just doesn't sound right. But it is one of the more demanding yet underappreciated jobs you'll find an NFL equipment manager, always working, making sure players and coaches have everything they need. But it doesn't take long to figure out these guys are vital to the success of the team.
We're kind of the, I guess, the team mom, maybe, if you will, doing the laundry and just kind of falling behind, making sure everybody's got what they need.
You may not know these guys, but you've probably seen their work.
Everything's routine at this point. Just getting the trunks ready for on-field, all the helmets ready, obviously, uniforms, and just so everybody looks good.
Every day, they dress the boys who wear the teal and black.
Sits up a little bit here, but they're brand new, so they may break in a little bit.
The hours are long.
Somebody's here by about 6:15, and then it's depending on what time practice is, it might be 8, 9 o'clock before we're out of here. But we try to rotate around so not everybody gets killed with 14-hour days.
And the job can be stinky. That is, if we're talking about odor.
His washing machine seemed to always be running with something in it.
It's a lot. There's machines in there run pretty much when we get here at 6:30 until when we leave at 8:30. Now, I thought somebody said we do like 8,000 pounds of laundry a day.
Massive, massive number. A lot of work goes into being a member of the equipment squad, but the schedule should calm down a bit after this week. Rosters have to be at 53 players by Saturday. The equipment guys told me, Sam, it's a bittersweet time. Obviously, less work for them, but tough to say goodbye to these players.
Four tons of laundry every day that the Jaguar equipment guys are doing. And you heard those hours, 6:30 in the morning until at least 8:30 at night. Thanks, Michael.